What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com, Antlion Audio, and Corsair Gaming. We have a loaded show for you guys this week. It features the real David Webb. It features Madison Mata, Aaron Carter, and myself. We're talking about Civil War, Spider-Man. We're talking about DX Racer, GDC. We're talking about Sony's VR and the pricing. We're talking about so much stuff. It's redonkulous. And the best part of it all is that Madison is here, and she is stoned out of her mind, ladies and gentlemen. She lit a fatty for this pimp daddy. She is a lot of fun. I think you're going to enjoy it. All that, and oh, so much more on this week's... Oh, I have a couple of seconds left. On this week's...
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Antlion Audio. Keep your headphones at a mod mic. And Corsair Gaming. Come sail away with us. Yes. Completion. I love it when things go right. All right, that's the part where someone's supposed to help me out.
Wow.
Come on, Aaron. How long have we been doing this? We're supposed to read each other's...
sandwiches.
Perfect.
So hungry.
Yeah, I bet you are. Bet you are.
As you know, the thirst is real, and the thirstiest man of them all is sitting right across from me right now. Mr. Saturday Night is what they call him. Aaron Carter.
Really? Mr. Saturday Night? Never heard of that before.
Mr. Saturday Night Special.
That's horrible. That is.
It's Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. We just watch a lot of white and black people videos, and there's
it's
definitely a
misrepresentation.
Culture. Yeah. No, it's spot on.
Is my white spot showing?
It's always showing. Here? It's always showing.
Well,
can't hide it.
Speaking of can't hide it, he's loud. He's proud. He's queer. He's here. Mr. David Webb, welcome to the show.
He is not doing well with the
0 for 2.
It's 0 for 2.
So you're
swinging a miss.
what was that? What was that thing that you? Oh, I know.
Rough. Yes.
How dare you?
There it is.
How?
You all right, man?
Dare you? I'm actually great.
Are you sure?
We'll address some stuff today.
Oh, okay.
All
right. That time of the month?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Time of the month for pain. Yeah.
Rough.
Don't you turn the tables on me. You can't rough me. I was
gross.
That's gross. Pause.
Damn it.
Pause.
Pause.
Right there. Pause.
I'm going to save you. Who else is on the show, Corey?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I can't miss this one.
It's all about them furries now, right?
Yeah.
I can't mess this one up.
Can't mess it up.
She is here all the way from
like 10
outer space. She is the humanoid robot herself, VGB's resident robot. That's what we should call her. Madison Mota, welcome.
Sup?
How baked are you right now?
A little.
All right. This is going to be a good show.
This is going to be a good show.
This is going to be a good show. I appreciate your chutzpah showing up baked, but I'm mad you didn't bring enough to share.
Exactly.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, Aaron, you heard her right there.
I just say no to drugs.
This Saturday is going to be a little interesting. Aaron Carter, your show is going to be hosted by you, of course, but you're going to have a different man behind the ones and twos.
Am I now?
You are. So
he's down?
Yeah. So usually I run the ones and twos.
Uh-huh.
When I'm not here, Webb could run the ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not here, David Ng. Mondo, as the chat likes to call him,
mm-hmm.
can run the ones and twos, but all these people are unavailable. Now we're going fourth string.
Wow.
However, this is like a diamond in the rough. This guy is going to run the show better than it's ever been ran before.
I hope so. I hope he can stay up.
Gross. Now we need to pause.
Pause.
Rough.
No, that wasn't.
A lot of stuff happening in the world. GDC is obviously going down in the Bay Area right now. Nerd Reactor is down there. Jada is having a grand old time.
Like always in any con.
We need to talk to Jada about her posts.
I haven't been following. What did I miss?
Well, and Jada listens to the show. I wouldn't say nothing on the show that I wouldn't say to her face. We will call her out on this. Every single post she makes on any social media is always about having the best time of her life wherever she's at.
Well, it's kind of like the reviews annoying. As well. Everything's five stars out of five stars.
It's annoying when people do this. Okay. Like, admit it. There's a lot of mundanity. Mundanity? Mundanity Kane.
Yep. Nailed it.
There's a lot of mundanity Kane going on in the world. And I feel like a second after she snaps like the picture of like having the awesome party, they turn the music down to about 20% and everyone just is quiet.
So you think Jada just says, turn the music up for 3 seconds, everybody.
Yep.
And then as soon as I snap the picture, you can turn it back down.
Yep.
Wow.
I think so. Because no one has that much fun all
the time.
Didn't
you guys roll with Jada? One crazy drug-filled night with some Cubans or something like that?
Yeah, when she disappeared with the Cubans.
Is it called the Cuban crisis? Is that what happened?
Who is that in the background? Actually,
yeah, we thought it was the Cuban missile crisis.
Yeah, you guys had the Cuban missile crisis.
We did.
So, I mean...
It wasn't until the next day we're like, oh, shit.
Clearly, Jada gets into a lot of stuff.
Jada is a free spirit.
There you go.
Put it that way. But irregardless, GDC is going on down there. A lot of great stuff. That's why we didn't have an indie game developer in the last weekend show. You guys are wondering, where was the indie game developer? It's because the one we were supposed to have had a crisis, had to get their stuff ready so they could show up to GDC and make all that stuff happen. This weekend, I alluded that Webb and I would not be here. It's because we will be in San Jose at the Silicon Valley Comic Con. So anybody down there at Silicon Valley, keep an eye out for me and Webb. We will be, I don't know, I don't really have too big of an agenda.
I'm just going to, it's kind of like Twitch.
What are you expecting, though? What are you expecting?
I'm expecting Wizard World.
When is this?
This weekend.
This weekend, dang.
It's Swozniak, right?
Yep. Swozniak show, yeah.
Steve Swozniak. Swozniak. Yep. That's
like Swayze.
Yeah. You might as well merge both his names, yeah.
If they Swozniak. Do the Goku dance, Swozniak and Patrick Swayze, that's what you get.
yep. That'd be kind of tough. One passed away and... Other one just filthy rich.
That's what's going on. Wozniak is trying to collect all the Dragon Balls so he can bring back Patrick Swayze.
That's why he's doing Comic Cons now.
Yeah.
So he has no real focus on his cons. He's just like, I want to make it just like Comic Con, but.
This is the first one, and what I keep reading is they keep saying, like, you know, this is not the normal Comic Con. But
what they said.
Though? I don't know.
Everybody says that until it happens.
Exactly. That's what they said about FanFest.
There's
this
probably going to be cosplayers.
Yeah, cosplayers.
It's going to be booths.
Booths, comics.
It's going to be comics.
It celebrities. Sounds like the same
vendors
thing.
Everywhere.
Vendors.
And maybe some panels.
Yeah.
Panels.
Now, if they have none of that at all.
That is not like a Comic Con.
How
do you do Comic Con differently?
I don't think you can.
Has everything been done?
I think. Especially nowadays with the age of the internet and everybody gets to see everything automatically, you know, I think somebody needs to venture out and do some different stuff.
We have Nathan Fillion showing up, Michael J. Fox, John Hader, Stan Lee, Christopher Lloyd, Peter
Sounds
Mayhew.
Like a Comic-Con.
These are some pretty good names, though.
Yeah, but it sounds like a Comic-Con.
Jeremy Renner, William Shatner, Leia Thompson, Alan Tudyk.
Who is that?
That's the guy who's like.
Oh, it's a dude?
Nathan Fillion.
Right. Zach DeMundo.
They are doing a like a technology section.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's
so like a CES type of thing in
no,
one corner.
No, they just got scientists like Adam Savage from MythBusters.
That's terrible. He's just gonna stand there and then talk science with you. Is that what he's gonna do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says yell that every once in a while.
Where science fiction blends with science fact and amazing technologies will be on display.
Oh yeah, so like CES, yeah.
Somehow I don't think Bill Nye would be going.
Bill.
If you paid him enough, he'd go. Bill Nye would go.
He wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Wozniak's not a fan.
He's trying to save the planet.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from. It's going to be another Comic-Con just with more sciencey stuff there.
This is the first one.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how it goes, because, you know, I think, you know, we've said before, TwitchCon was kind
of... What do you want out of it, though?
I don't know.
I want a lot of fun. That's what I want. I want fun. I just want some fun. You know what I'm talking about, Madison?
Horrible.
Now I mean...
She's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Swazniak will not bring the fun.
Go with Jada.
There you go.
I don't think Jada's going, huh?
No, Jada can't.
We gotta find our own parties.
Yep.
Oh, well, then I guess you're not having fun. Yeah, fun. Fun.
Now, this is why you don't put Webb in charge of hotels. He's gonna try to get us killed. Me and Aaron stayed in probably one of the worst hotels that I've been to when we went to L.A.
I was fine with it.
I was okay, but this one is even worse.
Okay.
Webb found an even jankier hotel.
The two times I've stayed in L.A., I have stayed in some swanky-ass places.
Hmm. This is, explain. Okay, picture how swanky that is.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait, I want to hear the swank factor. I want to hear the Hillary swank.
Giant teeth?
I don't know. Well, first time I was staying with a friend, it was all right. We went to Disneyland. That was fun. Second time, I was supposed to go work for a thing, but they like canceled it with last minute without telling anybody. And
you do booth babe stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. This was the very first time I was supposed to be working as a booth babe. It was bizarre. Anyway, and I stayed with a friend's aunt, and she lived like way up in the hills of Yorba Buena. And she had like,
I don't know what that means, but it sounds fantastic.
That's like the
Yorba Buena.
It's like Anaheim.
Yeah.
But it's North Anaheim and like
classy.
Yes.
It's like celebrity area.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Esque.
So
is it something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
On a scale of Del Paso Heights, in Sacramento, California, to Yorba Buena, what's the hotel we're staying at, Webb?
Is there an option below Del Paso?
Like a trash can behind a McDonald's.
Yeah. Pretty damn close. Here's the thing is I didn't do it. My wife did like 2 months ago. I never saw it. And then when I looked at the reservation, I just saw the one picture, which was of the hotel room. It was a bed. I was like, okay. It looks good. Uh-huh. And then when you said, where are we staying? And I sent you the name of it. And I was like, I should probably take a look at this. So I took a look, and I did a Google Street View, and I'm like, holy shit.
Down Crime Alley.
Have you seen My Name is Earl?
Batman's parents died there? Is that what happened?
It looks like where Earl Hickey and his brother lived.
Like, yeah. My wife is like, it's free parking, and I'm looking at the parking lot. I'm like, better be free parking. I'm not going to pay for that.
The pool has those little tadpole-looking things in it.
Wait, what there's the a pool? I don't think it's that class.
A cesspool.
The third time I went, I was doing booth babe stuff for E3, and they put me up in my own hotel on like the 11th floor out on Avenue of the Stars. It was hell.
Yeah, this isn't.
What's the name of the place? You guys even want to say that?
Sin City?
We just trashed the hell out of it.
Sin City? Is that what you said?
The Mommy Gamer says that's when you know your wife is tired of you. She's trying to get rid of you, Webb.
Yeah, I think so.
And if people who are listening to the podcast want to know, what the hell is the Mommy Gamers? That is, they do another show as well, and they are actually in our chat. So.
They're all mothers?
They're all mothers. They're all Mommy Gamers.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to try and steal Madison.
They are.
Great.
That's why they're
here. She said
here.
They already have.
That's why I'm going after this.
Speaking of fellow podcasts, if you guys have not been officially warned, VGB is spanning out into a podcasting network, a full-fledged network called VGB Studios, and we have just launched our second show called The Filmlosophers. And new episodes pop out on Wednesdays, and it's all movie themed. So if you listen to Video Game Bang and you're like, there's not enough movie content here, this is where you can go to get all things movies. They're going to be doing reviews. I will be a guest on their show next week when we review Batman v Superman.
Rough. I'm already calling it. The movie is going to be rough.
Yeah. My expectations, needless to say, are not very high for this film. In fact, are we going to call it a film? What do we call it? An event?
I'm going to call it
an event.
A mockumentary.
A mockumentary.
Yeah. Of a film. That's what it is. It's
mocking. They should have let Tommy Wiseau direct it.
It at least would have been entertaining.
Yeah. You're tearing me apart, Joker!
That would have been terrible. But that's exactly what they would have done. So now I'm currently looking at the picture of the murder scene where Corey and Webb are going to be staying. Good luck, gentlemen.
Free parking.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. When Leatherface busts through the door and asks, do you guys need ice for your... You should probably tell him no. That looks like the opening scene to Saw or something.
All I saw initially on the reservation
was David.
Two-room suite.
Do you want to play a game?
That's cool. That's a two-room suite. We each have our own room.
Yeah, no. Probably some pimp named Sweets owns the room. It's gonna be.
And there's two of them.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Hey, Mr. Webb, you owe me $100.
Yeah, you're both gonna wake up with hookers next to you that you don't know how got in your room, but they're gonna be there. Sweets women.
Probably be dead.
Yes.
Sweet bitches better be wearing jimmies.
Overdosed exactly. On heroin.
This is gonna be like The Hangover.
Well, I mean, you're gonna be at Swazniak's. Low thing, budget. So, I mean. You're going to be there all
day. And then you'll have like a post-it note on your forehead with like a memento to try to figure out what happened last night.
Don't look in the closet.
So I have a question for Madison. So we kind of alluded, you've done booth babe work. I don't think we've actually talked about it. Do you prefer the term booth babe or is there like a higher class term we're supposed to use?
I don't care.
Booth broads?
Yeah, I'm a chick who talks about video games behind the booth occasionally.
Do you have to dress a certain way or do they let you wear whatever you want?
I typically have a some sort of a dress that I need to wear. Like it's just like if you work at Taco Bell and you have to wear a polo kind of stuff. Like you have to have some sort of uniform. Usually they just give you like color of pants, color of shoes, and a shirt.
Yeah, they had those booth babes when we went to E3 for Ubisoft. Best looking booth babes I've ever seen. And all they had was just like a white t-shirt and short shorts.
I still stand by this. The most attractive booth babe I've seen, besides Madison, was for Farm Simulator 2015. No joke.
Well, I mean, they had to go all out with
Australian
that.
Australian accent.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
accents are hot.
Actually, some of those indie games, I don't know, like, how much of they're like actually booth babes. They might actually be people that the developers might just know.
So normies, huh?
Yep.
Mommy Gamers wants to know, what do we call the guys who dress up at conventions and talk about games? That's simple. You obviously don't go to enough of these things. They're called booth bulges.
Who the hell would call them booth? You would.
You would. Booth bulges. I like that.
So we got a lot to talk about in the news. There's so much going on in the world. We're staring a Donald Trump presidency in the face.
No. Are we?
No.
I think we are.
It's becoming
more and more real.
I don't think we
No.
are.
But we don't want to cross those political things. Let's stick to the news.
I was actually just reading something about that. Do not let the mainstream media scare you. That's what they're there for.
Let the low stream media scare you.
I want to start by talking about something that's near and dear to my heart. I did a review for nerdreactor.com. Mm-hmm. It's one I've been working on for about 3 months. And it has to do with the chair I'm sitting in right now, the DX Racer Formula Series. I get a lot of comments from people, you know, oh, you got a DX Racer? And then when people walk into the studio, usually they see the chair and that's the first thing that sticks out. And I actually finally finished the review and not impressed.
But the DX Racers are the number one chairs for every Twitch streamer and gamer around the world.
You know what? I think these DX Racer chairs are, and this is to overrated? Summarize, yeah, they are to chairs what Beats by Dre are to headphones.
Wow.
You'd be surprised how far a giant marketing campaign and endorsements will get you.
Well, what, there's different tiers, mind you. What tier of chair do you have?
300 range?
What's the, because there's the, you know, there's the luxury, there's the Cadillac of the DX Racers, and that's like what, five?
We have the internet. We're looking it up.
Yeah, look it up. Because I know there's one that has like extra padding, a little, you know.
They have Black Ops one.
Yeah, pushing exactly.
For the pushing, is that what you're talking about?
You got a little seat warmer.
Yeah. No, I don't know anybody with a seat warmer.
That's a really nice chair.
Exactly.
The one like thing I could say about the chair is the setup. When you buy one, because this is important. I know many of you want to build the man cave of your dreams, and I did so. And I'm like, I have this beautiful kingdom. Now I need a throne.
I'd have to get one of those really nice, like, cushy leather chairs.
Oh, yeah. Right into the
that's
microphone,
like,
baby.
That's
right,
like a swivel
into the
one.
Microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
A really nice, cushy leather chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it swivels.
You have that?
And, like, no. That's what I... If I were to get, like, a throne of... office desk chair.
Other features it would have to have?
Yeah.
Oh, so now we're looking. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
He's going to let you finish.
I'm done.
I'm
going to let you finish, but...
But he has the lowest tier chair. You have the plastic swords on the Game of Thrones.
See, in my life, you know, I never anticipated I'd spend $300 on a chair anyway. So to me, $300, I don't care what you say. That should be a premium product.
But
no, whether you have things that go above that tier, that's amazing. But for $300, this thing better be good.
Not in the gaming world, though. Not in the gaming world.
Where we all just throw away money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you looked at Twitch? Everybody has a freaking DX Racer.
Well, the setup was amazing. You know, it's probably only 5 screws and 1 Allen wrench thing, and you put the thing together. But that's a blessing and at the same time a curse. Because anything you can put together in a lower amount of time as, you know, a 50-piece Lego set is concerning, especially if you're going to be sitting on it and this is supposed to be your main point of comfort.
Hmm.
Within the first month, the caster broke. One of the casters broke.
The Stratocaster broke.
I'm surprised you even know what that is. Very surprised.
Wow.
I would say if you're one of those people at home thinking about buying a DX Racer, kind of like what we said, spring for the most expensive one and then hope for the best. Otherwise, go to Fry's. Go to any other place and just find a decent, regular chair. I think you're really paying for just, obviously, a brand name and nothing extremely special.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've sat in multiple of those DX Racers, and they're comfortable chairs, but, I mean, nothing that I would go, you know, run and tell the world about. So, it's whatever. You know?
It's whatever.
You were going to say, Madison?
This studio needs new chairs.
If you can see over Madison's shoulder, if you're watching us on Twitch, that's basically what the rest of the muggles are sitting in. While King Corey gets his throne of... Actually, I may trade you guys. That's how fed up I am with this.
Somebody said that in chat. Someone's like, wow, the rest of them get stools.
And he's complaining about the $300. Yeah. Well, the rest of them gets bricks and stones to sit on.
This cloud could be puffier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Basically.
Oh,
right.
Man. I guess. Yeah, rose-colored glasses. There you go. Let's see. TP Poker had a question he wanted to ask. He's very polite in chat, and he said, can I ask a question? And of course, if you ask, you shall receive. So he says, will you be able to relay my question to Mr. Kenan Thompson?
Do
you see the question?
Yeah. I missed it.
Okay, here's the question. My question is for the sexy chocolate man with the silky smooth cashmere voice.
Good lord.
What advice do you have for a man who wants to make sweet love to numerous ladies that are friends with each other?
Wait.
I need to reread the question.
All the friends are all the girls are friends with each other?
Yes.
That's a tough one, sir.
Wow. Reread the question? How did I miss this?
He basically wants to know how to bone multiple women that are friends. A group of friends.
I think you're talking to the wrong people. Aaron Carter's a virgin.
ladies and gentlemen. Swing and miss.
So like they bring that up every single time. But oddly enough, I'm the one that asked all the questions. So let's keep going.
You know why? This is reverse racism.
Oh, is it?
Is what it is. People assume that the black guy with the sexy voice gets laid all the time.
So let me give my opinion.
Okay.
Because, one, you're not going to be able to do it.
No confidence.
No, it's not about confidence. If they're all friends with each other.
It's sheer odds.
Yeah.
I mean, he can try the shotgun method where he just, like, asks everyone.
Yeah.
At least one of them's probably going to say yes.
That's the only method he's got.
Don't
focus in on one. You shotgun, like she said, shotgun them all.
Is that how it works, Madison?
The
with women?
Odds. The odds will play in
Are
your
you
favor.
Telling me that the lonely men in the world who like can't get any, all they have to do is just
No,
go
that's
casually.
Not how it works with women.
Okay.
It just depends on the woman, honestly. Yes. Like, not all of us are bright. Not all of
the
us
more
have
you
high
fail
self-esteem.
When you shotgun,
one of them's going to say yes.
The more you fail, yes, one will say yes. It may not be the one you want, though, but one will say yes.
So those of you who are
high
single.
High risk, high reward.
Exactly. No, it's low risk. Because you're going in there knowing you're going to fail. Like, hey, we doing this? And she's like, no. And then you go to number two. We doing this? No. No. No.
And you're saying eventually you'll
number
get
number seven, the one that's just like, what? Are you serious? Yeah, I guess. I might as well. Everybody else.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, got nothing else to do. It's Friday.
So you're saying?
Go ahead.
Are you saying ask them all at once?
No. You don't ask them all at once.
Oh, see, that's what I thought.
No, when you shotgun.
I was like, just get him in the room.
No.
Let's go. Okay, I have a proposition.
When you get
stand
when
on your tallest chair.
No, when you get them in a room, or if you try to do it all at once, that's when you get the group mentality. Because then you're going to be like,
they're going to feed off each other.
Exactly, because they're all friends.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to be like, no. And then all of a sudden, no. If she's saying no. But if you get them one by one.
Because one doesn't want to be the slut of the group.
Think about it this way. When the cops come to your place and they're breaking up a fight, don't they take and separate you guys?
Yeah.
Exactamundo.
You got to approach it like a cop.
You got to separate them. Thank you.
So
I mean, you could try taking them to a club, but like they're going to know what's up.
No,
they're all friends.
They should not be in the same room. They should not be at the same time. All of that.
Zufu says multiple women who are friends, you're flying too close to the sun.
Yeah,
Icarus.
Yeah, Icarus. You are bound to dive. But the thing is, definitely different times. Like, not like, oh, one today, one tomorrow. No, you have to spread it out like a good while.
What do you think is a good this comment from the mommy gamers? You know, you got to make it like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of fancy cameras, hire a host.
I'll host
bring
for you.
Limos, but 20 women in at a time, and then all of a sudden they're pining over you.
Yeah.
Then it's not a thing of like you have to shotgun blast. You'll have 20 women. Can I steal
they him? They all want to sleep with them then, right?
Can I steal him for a minute?
Well, if they think they're on a TV show, yeah. I mean,
cameras
don't
even have to be on. You just need them to think they're on.
So get your buddies to stand behind them.
Yep.
And then
are these cameras
good.
Even on?
Yep.
Like, do you not see the red light?
No light means it's on.
Yeah. Like, none of these cords are plugged in. Yeah.
They're solar.
He wants to, but if you're like realistically trying to bang multiple girls in
you
the
have
same
to buy
group,
them all roses.
Some girls don't like flowers. I know multiple girls that like cacti.
Here we go. So let's get into some actual gaming news, ladies and gentlemen.
That wasn't gaming news.
PlayStation VR coming in October retails for $400.
Wow!
Yikes!
That's expensive.
That was terrible.
Someone's going to buy it.
It's still $200 cheaper than the Oculus Rift.
And nobody's going to buy that either.
But still, what does the console go for these days?
Around
$300 to $600, actually. When they first release, usually.
Oh, when they first release, but like you can get a PS4 for like...
$400 now? $300?
If that, probably like $300 closer. Yeah. And that's with a game.
Yeah,
sometimes
they usually... I know the Xbox One was about $500 when it first released, and the PS4 was $400 to $500.
And you need to have a PS4 with the PlayStation VR, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a so if you don't have a PlayStation, then yeah, that's a lot of money.
This is an investment.
That's,
I mean,
that's like $700-$800.
I don't think it's worth it though.
If you don't
yet.
Have anything,
yeah.
Not worth it yet.
Now, Aaron, you're talking about buying a new piece of technology. You want to buy the Alec Baldwin speaker that you talked to that is powered by Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So,
how much
is that?
That is, if I get the original one, it's $179.99. If I get the smaller Echo Dot, it's only $89.99.
And you think that's adequately priced?
That's way under what I expected for what it does.
So, what does it do?
So it's basically just kind of voice activates your room. You can tell it to turn on the lights. You can have it set the alarm. You can, you know.
Wait, is it that thing with like Amazon or something?
Yeah, Amazon Echo. All
right.
If you have like the Nest, it can
sync
with your. Yeah,
it sounds
that's
cool.
It'll play. It'll sync with your Bluetooth speakers, or if you have the Dot, the newer one, you can actually just plug it into like whatever surround sound or whatever you have. You know, whatever sound system you have, voice activated. You know, hey, play jazz, and then boom, it'll start playing jazz for you, or something like that. But I mean, for what I expected it to be, I thought it was going to be like Oculus Rift prices.
So I feel like the Oculus Rift offers a little bit more than that. Because we have voice activation, your cell phone. I mean, it's convenient and it's cool to be able to dim your lights and stuff. I'm not trying to minimize it. So $200 I think is fair for what you're going to buy. Keeping that in mind, I think the Oculus Rift offers a more immersive experience and even more technology. So what would you expect to pay for the Oculus? Because I believe when we first talked about the Rift prices, you were saying $200.
Yeah, I wouldn't go beyond that.
And is that just you, or do you don't think it's worth more than $200? Or you're not willing to spend that much?
I'm not willing to spend, and I don't think it's worth that much more. Only because, how much is your Kinect?
150?
That's, you already said 100. That's fine right there. It wasn't going anywhere beyond 200 something.
Yeah, I'd actually have to agree with him there, especially considering the, what was it, Virtual Boy?
Yeah. I mean,
it's better than the Virtual Boy, but
we're not there yet.
You're not.
We're not sitting.
It's not like
the holodeck in Star Trek.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what you play your 5 plus for. But
and the Virtual Boy sold for $150.
And then are the games even, you know, suited for this technology yet?
I don't know. Exactly. We'll be at E3 this year, and so, I'm really expecting VR to be a big topic.
They should have really just focused in on doing the whole camera thing with the Oculus Rift, where it's putting you in the seats of places that you want to be, you know, a concert or a sports event or something.
See, that's where I think that the Oculus is miles ahead of the PlayStation VR. Yeah. PlayStation VR, you're only getting video games.
Yeah.
They're not going to innovate on the plane of being able to sit at your sporting event, no. That I believe. You know, unless PlayStation licenses some technology.
Well, and they could.
Which they could. You can get your front row seat at, you know, the PlayStation experience.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard.
To do some, like... They're all already trying to merge with Microsoft and the...
Which brings us to our next story. Thank you, Madison. It looks like cross-compatibility is going to be a thing. The thing we've talked about for 3 years may actually be coming. Full uniformity, cross-platform play between the PlayStation, the Xbox, and the PC.
The end is nigh. The singularity is coming. Guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now that it's here, welcome, we're terrified.
Everybody. I am not. I'm ready for one console to rule them all. I'm tired of everybody. Oh, I got this. You know. Oh, you want to play Madden? I'm like, oh yeah, I got it on the PS4. Oh, I have an Xbox One. Sorry.
Can't. You're saying I'm gonna play Madden.
I'm just saying. I'm giving you a regular, generic, generic title out there.
Madden or Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's one of those.
He's trying to get on the even terms with the peasants out there who would actually play Madden.
I mean, hey, they got some hardcore Maddenizers out there.
It would really robust the multi, like the MMO style platforms, right? Like the Division and
it would break servers.
Yeah,
because there'd be so many people. Think if the Division was the first part, our first one to start on there, and
we would never get to play it.
Yeah, like there'd be so many. There's gonna be problems in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
And right now Microsoft is just saying they're open. You know, they're trying to opening up their stuff to cross platform stuff. So right. It's not like they're saying, oh yeah, tomorrow everybody you're playing with the PS4. They're just saying they're gonna open up their network or whatever they're doing, and hey, it's a possibility. PlayStation, you know, came with the retort saying, hey, we've been doing it already before. We're open to discussions. You know, we're not.
Ugh, the end is nigh.
We're not saying no. But
I'm
we're
getting
not
chills, guys.
Yes.
Do you think that this is gonna bring back the return of more exclusives on the consoles?
I think it's going to get rid of exclusives. Actually, I think it's going the opposite way. You know why? Because what sells the most now? Do exclusives sell the most? Oh. Wow. Do exclusives sell the most for consoles?
There is going to be one console to rule them all eventually.
Yeah.
Well, eventually. But this...
Your big sellers are what? Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Your sports games, which is on everything.
And it's on everything.
What else are your big sellers? What are we going to say? The Division?
The Division, that's on
everything.
Everything.
Did you see how it broke the record for new IP?
That's crazy. See? I think...
It's like the Deadpool video games.
Why would I put my hat in the ring for... one console when my game can be played on multiple consoles?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. From a console standpoint, why, like, what's going to make them stand apart?
Yeah,
nothing right now.
The development, they lose money in the development of their consoles, and that's, like, individual, like, not doing the whole singularity thing is what's getting them to be able to sell their machines.
That's
true.
Like,
that's absolutely
Microsoft,
true.
Honestly, that Xbox One sucks, but they sell because people love Halo.
Right.
But as soon as Sony and Microsoft decide to make one console, because Nintendo's not going to jump in with them, but when they decide, hey, we'd be better together than we are apart, and they make that one console, then they just make a stupid buttload of cash.
But until they make that one console, it's still two consoles.
It's still two consoles.
And it's still separate. They're just compatible.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the same game. So, but, like, if I have an Xbox.
Yeah.
And you have a PlayStation.
Yes.
Like Halo, for example. Halo is only on Xbox.
Yes.
So I could play Halo, but you can't play Halo. Yeah, right?
Yeah, but
that's PlayStation.
That's just the one game. They're going
to
be...
No, just for example, though. We both have to have the game even if we're on separate consoles, to play it.
Yeah, I understand. I know. I get the theory.
Right.
But the fact still remains, if I'm a developer, not Microsoft or Sony, I'm a developer, and I want to put my game...
I want
it played by the most amount of people. So the way I do that is I make it for everything. Right now, because there's not one to rule them all. So I make it for the PC, the Xbox, and the PS, and we move from there.
Do you think that it's going to have, like, the console companies, like Sony, is going to come up to you as a developer and go, hey, I understand the appeal of making it for everybody, but I'm going to offer you X amount more $1 million if you make that a Sony exclusive.
Why now, though?
Because now they have to differentiate between why do I want a PS4 over
already,
an Xbox?
Microsoft has already said we're shutting that down, that idea. Our machines are very similar already.
Yeah.
In power and all that type of stuff.
But their OS is...
Yeah, the OS, that's the only difference.
Yeah.
Is the OS. So you're telling me the only difference is kind of, in my opinion, just visual.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is.
Well, interface. It's not just visual. Well, honestly, it has to deal with like the functionality of the operating system on the systems, because the PS4 is very easy. It does not... Parts of it don't stop working randomly mid-playing. Like,
But when you wrap everything together, though, I can play The Division just as well as an Xbox player can play The Division, right? Yeah. Like, they play on the same machine the same way. That's what it all kind of boils down to. So
there's still going to be console exclusives, though.
So no, there will be.
Just because they'll be cross-platform doesn't mean there's still, like, the war is over and everyone's just going to go away. There's still going to be only Uncharted's on PlayStation.
Yeah, just like there's still racist people.
I imagine
out there.
It would be a lot easier for Microsoft because PC is Microsoft as
we're
well.
In a better time, right? You know, we would say we were kind of in a better time. Some people would say we're not, but there's still going to be people stuck in the old, you know, ways. Oh, I really want to do this. Or, and there's still those developers out there that I've worked with Sony for this long period of time. I know their interface. I know their programming or whatever. I'm going to stick with that, yeah.
Yeah, there's still going to be those hardcores. Like, we have a fanboy in my gaming group, the one I have outside of you guys. And they're casuals, which I love. I love that because I get their perspective on things. I get a chance to educate. It works both ways. One is a very hardcore PlayStation user. Everything about PlayStation is better than Xbox to them. And we've sat there and we're arguing. No, it's not. You know, they're basically the exact same thing. Oh, because you can play a game in one game in 1080 and the other's in, you know, 900 resolution. You can't explain that interface. PlayStation has the worst interface that I've ever seen. With the vertical bars go or the horizontal bars going left and right.
Yeah.
But see, I've heard opposite as well, though.
What?
I've heard that Microsoft has a bad interface.
No.
Yeah.
You can customize that interface to put the things you want where you want them. PlayStation, you have to...
No. The Microsoft interface malfunctions on a regular basis, and that's my problem with its interface.
I've never experienced this. Tell me what you've experienced.
So
lay it on me, baby.
The very first time I plugged my Xbox in, I tried to log into my account, which I did fine, but I didn't finish through the setup process because I'm a mother.
Hold on. Did you try turning it off and turning it back on?
I did several times.
Okay, continue.
I did several times, actually, and I even tried. I got to the so frustrated, so I had to stop in the middle of setting up my system and go take care of my kid, and I come back like an hour and a half later, and my system has turned itself off for power saving, right? So I go to turn it back on, go to try to log back into my system, and I can't because my account is logged in, and I can't log it out, I can't log back in. I had to create a whole new account on Xbox One with a Microsoft, what is it?
Hotmail or
something? Like a Microsoft Hotmail. Email account in order to log out of my other account through that through after I finish setup and then log into my original account. Hmm. And I got to this conclusion without using their help people, the phone call, because they were absolutely useless.
You know, you're sounding more and less and less like a hardcore gamer and more like an old mom gamer.
I think
that's what's happening.
No.
You're having
that,
a problem
that was,
with technology.
That was the burst. That was no.
You're
I
asking
was not
your,
having
you're
problems
asking your
with
baby
technology.
To fix it for you.
See, someone's offended.
Yeah,
that I'm smacking. his fanboys.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Not only that,
I am no longer Microsoft and Marvel. Despite what the intro says, I am no longer Microsoft and Marvel.
He's PC and Lumpia
now. I'm full PC and Lumpia. Those are my two favorite things.
Okay.
Horrible.
PC is still Microsoft.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't hate Microsoft. I love Microsoft. I'm an early adopter for a lot of their stuff. I'm still going to be critical of the shit they do wrong.
It's two consoles that are the same.
I
give it two more generations before we get one console, and that's it.
I think they're both. You're comparing apples to apples.
Yeah, it's a green apple and a red apple. They're both apples. They just taste a little different.
While PC gamers are munching on a nice, juicy T-bone steak.
No, they're not.
Straight from Trump special steaks. Yep.
He just raised the steaks.
They were only sold at, what,
Sharper
Macy's?
Image.
Oh, Sharper Image.
Yeah.
Wow, yes.
I'll have a massage chair, an indoor waterfall,
and some 10 of those pounds sausage of the finest fingers.
Rocket League is already working on the cross-network play.
Yeah.
That looks like it's going to be an early adopter. Have you played Rocket League yet, Aaron?
I have not. A lot of people tell me I should play it. Even the lady that's helping us design our house, she's like, oh, my son is always on this game. What's it, League? Rocket League?
Rocket Power?
Yeah. No, I think she did say Rocket Power at one point.
Wait, isn't that a cartoon?
It is.
Yes.
Wiggity, 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 wiggity.
But, no, I haven't played it. I see a lot of people having fun with it, but I haven't played it yet. I mean, soccer, so.
I've heard
with
it's cars, addicting, right? too.
With cars, yeah. Soccer with
Rocket
cars.
Rocket League is a game where you can completely just shut your brain off and play. Like, it's so fun. The cars bounce. There's no, you don't care about physics. All you're trying to do is get your ball in the other person's goal. Just like what TP Poker's trying to do from chat with all those ladies. You're just trying to get the ball in the hole. And then they're adding a basketball version now, too.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Now we're doing a little too much. The Rocket League soccer was cool, but...
Rocket League basketball.
I want Rocket League MMA.
That's just dumb. This is why you're not on the development staff.
Ronda Rousey card gets kicked in the face.
Wow.
This is a good article from Nerd Reactus. Smitedown, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
Written by Aaron Carter. Tell us about the new god.
Ridiculous how fast these new gods are coming out on Smite. It's kind of hard to keep up with all of them. Because I know the character's moves and everything like that, but I still don't know if she's an ADC or a warrior or something like that. Like, it's kind of hard to tell. They haven't done a full reveal yet of this character. I think she comes out tomorrow, maybe today.
If you guys go to nerdreactor.com, you can see Aaron's article that he writes at least monthly.
Yeah, the Smitedown is at least once a month.
Called the Smitedown. He's up to date on all the latest and greatest coming out on the game Smite, which is a MOBA. I still tell people, gamers, I'm like, have you played Smite? And they look at me like I'm dumb. I'm like, what is Smite? It's a MOBA like League of Legends or like
better.
Dota. But it's behind the character. Everything's a skill shot. It's very controller friendly. I highly recommend it.
Our very own Kennedy. She's really enjoying it as well.
She's been streaming it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very friendly to new players.
And what's beautiful is you may be thinking, like I think, like MOBAs, I would like to play them, but they're too damn expensive. You know, we got friends in our group who spent thousands of dollars to play League of Legends.
That's just crazy.
They got to have the skins. Every character costs like $14. It's ridiculous. With Smite, you buy the game, you can get the special, what do they call it? The gold pack? Or I can't. When you buy the game, it's $30.
Yeah, it's like $30 for like their little founders pack type of thing.
You get every character they have and every character they will ever make.
And they're up to 74, I would think?
Yeah, and it seems like they're always getting new ones.
It's ridiculous, because they've already got other ones in the works that people are like data mining the crap out of the game just to see what's coming out.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Raijin, the last god, was the god of thunder. Mm-hmm. The drums, oh, it's my favorite god now. And now we're getting a winter god. So we haven't had like a freezing one yet, have we?
Elsa, right?
Ymir? Ymir freezes like for 5 hours.
Okay, yeah, that's true. He has that crazy sun. But I'm in comparison to like sun gods.
No.
Like,
yeah, she's kind
of
like
sun gods.
Yeah, she's like the goddess of winter or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Elsa.
Yeah, she's basically Elsa. Yeah, but she has a wolf.
She's gonna get a let it go skin.
Probably.
That's gonna be her taunt. Let it go.
Yeah, I want to say she's an ADC. I don't think she's like Neith and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I read. She was a hunter.
Yeah, Hunter. So, yeah, and she has a lot of moves that slows the enemies.
And you look like you went through and you added all the new skins, too.
Yeah, there's all the... there's all
Hunger Games Artemis, it looks like.
Yeah, there's a stupid amount of skins. Like a dummy amount. And then I think I might do that season pack thing.
What is it?
So you buy the season pack or whatever, and I've got to see how much gems it is, 400 or something like that, 2016 Champions, you know, season or whatever. And they have exclusive skins that you can win by just playing the game.
Really?
From then and there, yeah, if you get the season pack.
Some of their skins are super cool, like the Thor mech one.
Yes.
One of the coolest skins I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But then what they do is they'll release it for a very exclusive amount of time and then take it off the market. To me, that's a whole lot of money they're throwing away.
Not even just that. Sometimes they make it very difficult for you to even get the skin. Like, there's the those skins that you're talking about, like the Thor skin. You had to basically buy all the treasure chests to get up to the Thor skin.
Yeah.
And then they did that with Thanatos as well. The Thanatos skin was actually pretty cool, where he was like the Archangel, and he like evolved over time as he leveled up through the game. But you never see anybody online with these skins. It's too like rare.
It's too rare.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. You'd at least want to see someone else with the skin.
Yeah,
on.
I've seen one mech Thor skin, I think, the whole time that I've played the game, and nobody else. But, I mean, you got to shell out the money, I guess.
Star Wars The Old Republic, Anarchy, and Paradise. So
people still doing stuff for that game?
Yeah. And you know what? I stick to it by this day. If you are a huge KOTOR fan and you've been like wondering, when's the new KOTOR going to come out? It's already out, people. And it's called Star Wars The Old Republic.
Well, they said that with these expansions, they're kind of focusing on the single player, right?
Yeah, they're focusing on the story.
Yeah.
And the characters of your companions, just like KOTOR. And then just on top of it, you have a giant MMO world that you can go live in.
Sounds kind of cool.
It's really good, and I don't think this game is near as popular as it should be. This should be the WoW killer.
It should have been. It was a disappointment.
It's like they didn't get their stuff together till too late, because there was the boom when it first came out.
And yeah, I was so excited for that game, and then playing it, like, it was more of a letdown than the Elder Scrolls Online.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
Shots fired.
They still have all the voice acting with the DLC?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised they kept that up, actually.
Voice acted. I mean, it's...
That's a lot of money to throw away.
It's...
You got to pay the voice actors, yeah. Right? So if nobody's playing your game, that means George just ate for free off of you for voice acting like 2 minutes into your game for your DLC. So,
I don't know if we talked about it on this show. I think we did on your weekend show. But they have released the Spider-Man trailer for the Avengers. This is the last... We're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron had some very amazing observations. I was very surprised with your observational skills.
I would say I'm a filmosopher.
Are you a filmosopher?
Weekdays and weekdays and Wednesday. Yeah, I like dissecting. Actually, I've had a friend say that she didn't like watching a movie with me because I dissect films like that. But I turn it off. Whenever I watch a film, I try to turn it off.
So. I just saw a really good movie.
What was that?
It was Ex Machina.
Okay.
Was that the one with the androids?
Yeah, she's a robot.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, it's so good. You got to watch that.
I'll be the judge of that. This week on Film Muscle.
I can talk to them and see if we can get you as a guest spot. I mean, I don't know.
I don't need a real guest spot. I can do like a little 5-minute segment on what sucks this week in movies.
Aaron would take over
the show. I just see Aaron feeling like territorial, like just walking in here and just taking over their show.
Yeah.
It is weird for me because I sit, if you guys listen to Film Philosophers, I am there the whole time. I'm producing, so my mic is cut and I'm just here mixing, making sure that their spots play on time and then I do all the post stuff. So I'm there. And it's really weird to hear other people.
It's only two of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Maybe I should sit on one of theirs and then
I imagine it's like
my two film cents in.
It's like if you go to Home Depot just to watch the other employees. Like that's your job.
I go to Home Depot and I'd say I know more than you. and then I walk away. That's what I do. So I probably would do the same thing. Yeah, I'd probably do the same.
Going back to Spider-Man, the things Aaron noticed were like the little robo noise it made when his eyes dilated.
Mm-hmm.
That was mind blowing.
That was a big discovery.
Tony Starkian.
I watched it like 8 times and I didn't get that little noise.
Yeah, you can hear that.
What does that mean? Did Tony Stark make that suit?
Well, see, here's the only thing that could be the problem.
Peter Parker's a genius, so he could have done it.
If Tony made the suit, and he's on the side of, you know, we need to register all you superheroes, show us your identities, why would he make a mask for somebody? It's kind of bass backwards.
True.
He made a suit.
Protect his face, though.
Yeah, but that was after he revealed who he was.
No, that was before.
He made the suit, and then he came out and said, hey, I'm Spider-Man in the original suit?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. That's bass backwards writing right there.
Now, before we talk about Civil War, we must say that David Webb is a professional Civil War.
Wow.
But only the 1999 version. The version of Civil War that launched in 1999.
You can't say anything until you can explain to me why it says 1999 on Marvel.com. When you can explain that to me, then you can give me shit.
Here's the big thing, though.
They're big Prince fans.
If you watch in the trailer... You see, of course, you see Black Panther, you know, saloon through it.
Right.
But my theory, and this is 100% no evidence backing it up, is the Black Panther that you see in the suit is not going to be T'Challa. That's what I'm guessing.
You don't think so?
No. They've already said they're not going to show Wakanda on the... in this new
in
movie.
The, in this one,
in the
right.
Captain America.
You Wakanda's think it's his dad?
Yeah, I think it's T'Chaka. And this is why I think this. Because Marvel went out and said, we're not doing origin stories anymore. No more. We're done with doing the origin stories. So the next Spider-Man that comes out, no origin story. Uncle Ben's dead. The next Captain Marvel.
Whoa, spoiler. Exactly. Damn.
The next Captain Marvel, no origin story. So they're going to have some way for people who don't know who this character is to kind of find out about him. So why not put the Black Panther's origin in Captain America, Civil
I'm glad
War.
We're not doing origin stories anymore. See? I've had enough origin stories for a while, for enough decades.
So think about it this way. Something happens where Black Panther has to get introduced into the fight, and he gets killed. Mm-hmm. And all because T'Challa wanted, you know, more outside influence from the world, which his dad is against, you know.
Right.
They got the cure for cancer. They don't give it up.
Yeah.
But T'Challa's like, hey, we need to open up, you know, kind of to the people on the outside. So they go and venture out. And when they go and venture out, this happens. Dad gets killed from that venturing out. I need to go back to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
no pun intended. So that's what I that's what I think. But, I mean, they could just be like, oh, yeah, this is a Black Panther. His dad gets killed in the bombing of the UN or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he joins the fight. But then what causes him to just stay out of everything else?
Well, one theory was that it was Winter Soldier who killed his dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate to crush your theory, but it's T'Challa.
It is. They've already said he's in the
suit. I'm on IMDb right now. And Chadwick Boseman, T'Challa / Black Panther.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but IMDb can be wrong sometimes.
Definitely. And then also, it's like... It's like, who... Where are they going to throw the origin in then? Just flashbacks?
Probably.
That'd be the dumbest thing
ever. Well, there's a Black
ever.
Panther movie.
Yeah, but they're not doing an origin
story. They're not
doing
an origin.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. If they're going to throw out origins, which is
flashback
fine.
Flashback montage.
Which is fine. I mean, don't flashback
it. You're the best around.
Like, don't flashback it then. Don't give me a... This is a character, and I've watched multiple videos, and it's not
well,
just...
Well, look at Guardians of the Galaxy. They didn't do a big origin story, did they? Would you consider that an origin story?
Yeah, it kind of was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was for the Starkiller guy.
That's why they're the Guardians.
The Starkiller guy. It was the origin story of their group.
Okay.
How their group got together. They didn't need individual...
Wouldn't anything be an... I don't know. That's kind of confusing. We're treading in strange ground. Because, like, I consider, like, origin, like, how they got their powers and all that kind of stuff. And things that set them up. Like, you got, like, a short 3-minute short of, you know, him as a kid and his mom having cancer and getting beamed up into space. And then it's like, okay, now we're watching the movie.
Well, I think it's because Guardians of the Galaxy is more of a... it's a group
it's
movie.
A group
yeah,
movie.
It's
They're
not
a group.
It's not meant to be an individual. I think that little small short is because that's who we're going to be following mainly. Is
well, you know. Well we for got, that movie, it could branch out and it could do a movie that we're following more Groot for their next
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, and
know?
Then they could yeah. probably do some other stuff, you know, some background stuff. But I think since that movie was supposed to be a buddy team movie, that's how they played it.
So you're saying... You want to know why is he in the fight? What brought him to America?
You know,
to fight?
If your dad gets killed in this fight or whatever, and that's what makes you put on the suit,
right.
then that makes you put on the suit or something like that. Then you know what you know. What's getting where are you, why are you going to leave?
Right.
Basically,
did his dad get killed?
Well, the Black Panther's origin is his dad gets killed. And
oh,
that's
oh,
how.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not even it's somebody else that kills his you know and you know.
It's not the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it's not the Winter Soldier.
But they might be making that.
They might, yeah, because they've taken a lot of liberties. You know, yeah. Ultron's creator is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I guess that would be, like, the normal thing to do if you were a Nigerian prince. But this guy is...
But you're a Wakandan prince.
Yeah. Yes.
So
you email people for money, and no, you're the Black Panther.
No, the typical thing for a Nigerian prince is you ship the son out to America to find true love. With his friend Arsenio Hall.
Zamunda is where he was from. But I don't know. I don't want them, because like I said, I've been looking at a lot of videos, and not just because Black Panther is one of my favorite, you know, superheroes, but he's kind of a big deal in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
He's got a huge lore, and it would be like an injustice to kind of just... play him down.
I wouldn't mind if they did origin stories of lesser known like characters, like an origin story for Psylocke or some shit.
But like, oh, never that, please. But let's put that on
yeah,
Netflix.
No, not really.
Let's put that on Netflix.
You
yeah.
do an origin story.
Yeah, let's
series.
Leave the origin series on Netflix.
So that speaking would be of cool. Netflix, we got Daredevil coming up.
Couple of days, right?
Yeah, I'm hyped for this. I'm right. more excited for this than I think I was Age of Ultron.
Should be as well. You should.
I
be, yes.
love Daredevil. I've rewatched the trailer with the Punisher 2 or 3 times.
For Baron some Hall, reason, yeah. I kind of expected him to be Ben Affleck.
Who?
Oh, man, Madison, what the?
Where's that mute button?
The Daredevil.
She is high.
Oh,
she's a lot higher than.
Did
she
you
seems.
Want Ben Affleck
Good
to
Lord.
Be the Punisher? Ben Affleck could have been.
No,
the Punisher.
He was no, not the Punisher. He oh, was okay. Daredevil in a movie.
Oh no, he was. Oh. Yeah,
we don't
no,
speak
was.
Of that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
That was the dark times.
That is forbidden.
Now he's Batman. Oh, my God.
I know, right? That's going to be so much better.
He'll be the Black Panther by 2020, I guarantee.
He needs to stick to porn.
Jeez.
Ben Affleck?
He was in porn?
He did porn?
He should.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow.
You said that with such confidence that was like, well, what?
I don't think there's a big outcry for that.
I
think
there
that
is.
Might just be
no.
a Madison
That's,
thing.
Yeah.
No.
Porn flicks.
Ben Affleck
no,
needs to do some porn.
No. That's horrible.
Oh, man. There was an awesome... I saw chat. I was kind of monitoring chat and chiming in a little bit. There was a nice conversation about porn going on for a little bit.
I mean, it's chat room. It's the internet.
Well, someone was like... Because we were talking about how much money porn makes. And they said, who pays for porn in 2016?
Somebody out there is doing it. They make a lot of money, right?
I think it's all advertisers.
And oh, you mean advertisers
are
paying for
like,
porn?
Who actually clicks on the links? I'm like, well, you know, when you're really into it, and then, oh, snap.
Click. I saw one thing was like, why is
Webcam
there a share
girls.
Button?
Webcam girls.
They make money in porn now.
Is that, are you preceding anything?
No, I just.
Wow,
you
terrible.
And Dan?
No, 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 I just, no, no, it's, I just.
No, no, it's just me. Dan's not into it.
No.
Terrible.
Okay. Long time ago, I used to be on this thing called, like, what was it called? Oh, shoot.
Camster?
Game Crush? Game Crush? And it was basically cam girls that played video games with you, but they had, like, a naughty and a nice section because they were, like, just girls who would play games with you, which is what I would do. I did have people come in and try to get me to do dirty stuff often because they liked the challenge of trying to get a nice girl to be naughty.
Wow.
Yeah. Eventually, I left that site, and shortly thereafter, it just went on to just full-on porn webcam stuff because that's what was making
money. So they don't play games anymore?
Ceramic Dragon's Googling this right now.
I guess I don't even think it's called Game Crush anymore. I don't even know what it's called anymore. But I guess it was basically like webcam girls where you could play Connect 4 with them in the server.
I hear everybody who listens to our show clicking through time and space.
Goliath,
this thing is pre-recorded.
But yeah, it's basically, I mean, there is a market for it because like you're talking to a real girl. You know, like you can see her and like you can play games with her and you can do dirty stuff with her. And the money is going mostly, like they get like what, 80 to 90% of the profits, and then like 10% goes to whatever site is hosting them.
Wow. Well, I think we all just learned a little something, wouldn't you say, Aaron?
I'm surprised I know more about this than you guys do.
You were actually a model on there. How would we know?
I did not get naked ever. I just had people try to get me naked.
Wow. The mommy gamers, Twitch streamers start off and then switch to porn sites.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the show this week. I think it was fun. I hope you guys had fun. Like I said, check out the Film Philosophers podcast. They are available on iTunes. They will be available on Audio Boom and Stitcher very soon. You can see them Wednesdays. As always, we have the weekend show that you can listen to. Patreon.com, ladies and gentlemen. You want to help support the show? That's how you do it. Go to patreon.com/videogamebang. Help support the show. We really, really appreciate it. For Aaron Carter, Madison Mata, the real David Webb, my name is Corey Vincent. You've just been banged.